At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with Mark Stelford. And Mark, I know you work in the Intelligent Solutions Group, doing solutions marketing for John Deere, and one of our presenters here. First of all, I think the organization that's now putting this on, the International Society of Precision Agriculture, appreciates John Deere's support, and certainly we do too. Let's just go ahead and talk to the theme of your remarks here, and that's really just looking at the farm site strategy.
Yep. Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate the opportunity. We're really proud of the work that's come together from my colleagues at John Deere. I'm you know, fortunate enough to be able to represent them, but it's been looking at a lot of the mega trends that are going on in even outside agriculture. So the demand, increased demand for food, fiber, fuel from now to 2050 has really helped set the table, if you will, for our understanding of what we need to do to help drive more improved efficiencies for the producer. And so if we boil down John Deere Farm Site, the strategy that helps drive us to the products that we are creating, it really comes down to three pillars. So we talk about machine optimization, so getting more out of any individual machine to maximize its uptime for the producer. Logistics optimization is the other pillar, so getting more efficiencies out of machines that are working together in the field, trying to reduce any downtime that may be happening, trying to make sure the tender trucks are there when the sprayer needs them, those sorts of things. And then third pillar is around agronomic decision support, or simplifying decisions. And by that, it's really more of the focus on the support of that agronomic decision support. So getting the data coming off the machine into the customer's business system, or the work instructions that what the customer wants the machine to do back to the machine, and add in all the other machine control things that are needed for it to do, for it to keep going in the field.
How about this group here? It's an international group. I think like at least 40% of the participants are from outside the United States. I know that Farm Site is maybe first focus here in the U.S., but looking at this kind of global marketplace we're in, and certainly the needs in other countries for the kinds of things, systems you're developing.
Correct.
How does that go over in here, and what are you looking at in the future?
There's several threads on that. There's one, if we look globally, we can see the increased need for food production. That obviously will put a lot of increased pressure on the traditional centers of where the food's been grown. But also, it's surprising to see where that population growth is projected to happen in Africa, in Asia, and what opportunities are there to help the food production that's going on those continents, in addition to the traditional centers of production. So I think there was a recent article on John Deere in Bloomberg Business Week, and there was some discussion, I think, from a colleague of mine talking about, hey, we realize that we've got to focus on the local markets and realize that there may be some different needs there that we've got to figure out. It's there opportunities for us to address. So
I know that you just spoke, but did you have time for any questions? Just what do you hear from folks attending this kind of a conference about what they're wanting to know about what you're doing at Deere?
Yeah, we definitely stressed a lot on our collaboration with other manufacturers in the industry in Ag Gateway. Mm-hmm. So really focused on helping to have a seat at the table with the other folks, talking about how do we implement data standards to enable the movement, if the producer so chooses to get wants data in this business system or that business system, or share with this trusted advisor or that business partner. How do we reduce the inefficiencies of that data movement so they can focus more on what the data is telling them, what they should do as a result of that data, instead of just the pain of trying to get it to move. So,
well, that's like a theme I've heard a lot, and having been at other precision conferences over the last few years, it's been a growing importance, I guess, because the more we come up with these software and hardware systems, the more data we seem to come up
with.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. And I think also it's there has been some challenges where our technology, manufacturers have had the ability to make advances in the technological ability for the machine to do stuff more than the agronomic understanding of what I should do. How should I leverage that technology? So we really see it as very important to have the folks that are focused on the what to do, not worried about getting the data in their system, making sure the data is ready to be analyzed, but being more focused on what should I do, analyzing it, and figuring out how can I leverage this technology.
Well, I know with your farm site strategy, there are a lot of components that are making that up. Some of them still not actually out commercially available on the marketplace just yet, but planned.
Right.
How about for the farmer out there that, whether he's row crop or what have you, that's wanting to learn more about what does this all mean and how's this all going to work together? Where should we point them to? I mean, there are the local dealers
yes.
pretty well up on this now.
Yes, and we see our dealer network as being an integral part of executing the farm site strategy. And so yes, our dealers are a key component of that so they can by all means stop by and talk to a local dealer. If they're out and about traveling, we also have some things on our website. We've got videos and that sort of stuff if they're not quite back home yet and are interested in checking that out. So
all right, well, we'll definitely point them that way and since John Deere is the sponsor of our coverage here from this International Conference on Precision Agriculture. Thank you, Mark Stelford with John Deere. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.